Coming up on this episode of Cryptid Addicted. It's a bit spooky and stupid.
That's obviously photoshopped, bro.
I was the man in the suit.
Why do Sasquatches like apples so much?
Hey!
Hey! It's exciting!
Bow! Bye! Good to see you!
Finally! Well, not finally, but like, this is a change from our main episodes, our Cryptid Addicted podcast. I actually know things going into these podcasts, which is exciting.
Yeah.
We're on even footing.
Well, we'll see.
Kind of. I did a little less research, I imagine.
I don't know. Don't put yourself down.
Yeah. I mean, it's your thing. You know a lot about cryptids.
I know a lot about Lot.
Yeah. No.
Ooh,
not,
my feelings.
Not true.
Not true. But this is our Who Dis episode.
That's right.
Small, sharp.
Sharp, snappy. She said snapping her fingers. I mean, like, savoring. What's the word?
Sharp.
She's like, dancing with it. She's dancing around
shut
it.
Shut your face. It is sharp like a good cheese. Mm.
Oh, bam.
Pow.
Yeah.
So we do
like
news.
A Gouda.
That's not sharp. Get fucked. It's like a good parmesan.
But sharp is just one of those words, like wine words, like oaky, right? Like you just made up and you apply it to all kinds of wine and cheese to make you look like you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well,
Gouda is a good cheese.
It is good cheese.
And sharp's a good word.
Nah, Gouda is creamy. Parmesan is sharp.
Yeah, I used to have melted Gouda on onion.
Was it?
On toast.
Gouda.
It was Gouda.
I'm so surprised you laughed at that.
Yeah, I'm in a forgiving mood.
It's so sweet.
All right.
Okay, wait, shut up, because first of all...
Fuck you! First of all what?
We're going to do a call for encounters. First up.
That's right, because none of you listened to the end of the episode, so we're doing it now.
We're like, we want to send you
give
stuff.
Give us your shit. Give us your comments, your analysis, your stories.
Yeah, because everyone's like, we want to send you stuff, but what's your email? Because we don't listen. So it's cryptidaddicted@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on Facebook, Cryptid Addicted.
Cryptid Space Addicted.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Yeah, okay.
Don't put in the space. Who knows what'll happen?
God, who knows? Yeah. Probably be our, like, fake one. Like,
where
someone...
we put all the Alan porn. Yeah. This is exciting!
Yes.
Because this episode is on a figure that is notorious in the weird incel community of cryptozoologists that are on Reddit.
Yes.
Todd Standing!
Yes, this is kind of weird.
Public Enemy number one!
Yes.
Whoa!
This is really weird. So this is kind of like a new slightish thing because like...
It's our Todd episode.
Yes. We did Todd Standing stuff in Who Dis number 7 and I was cool like, yeah, cool, done. And then we got like a shit ton of messages being like, whoa, this is my thoughts on Todd Standing, this and this, and have you looked at this? And here, I love him and I hate him. And and it was like, wow. So I think we should maybe talk about him.
Yeah, maybe. And we should put it in the title and have a little thumbnail of Todd Standing. So that people listen to this.
I don't want to do that.
You should.
I don't give the Who Dis names.
Well, put Todd Standing in it, because then it'll get like heaps more views, right? Because people
put
are like,
in.
Todd.
Oh, I can put it in the description.
Todd Standing. All right.
Todd!
Todd!
So, thank you for all of the peeps who wrote in. I loved hearing all the various opinions. Many of you linked me and us certain articles that we kind of shared amongst ourselves. Yep. There was analysis. There was a lot of opinion reports.
Oh, a ton.
And
there's so many Reddit threads on Todd Standing. I have read like 7 or 8 different like Reddit threads.
Oh my god, I haven't read any Reddit threads.
Oh, they're
pretty
good. There's a New York Times article on Todd Standing because of all these recent shit with the British Columbia lawsuit.
There's
a ton on Squatch Detective, the blog.
Yes.
Is good. There's like in-depth analysis.
Yeah.
There is also a group. Hang on. There's a long PDF. What are they called? Fuck.
Sweaty Yeti?
Nah.
I saw Sweaty Yeti's shit. It
you
was
saw
good.
Sweaty Yeti? And there's a lot of shit out there is the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so
whoa.
What do we want? How do we want to do this? Do you want to just like rant first and I'll chip in and then I'll do my points?
Yes. I feel like I know less, so I'll go first, get all my shit out of the way, and then you can add to it.
Go for it. I don't know.
If you get all your shit out of the way, I don't have any to add because you probably know all the shit I know.
You go first.
All right. So Megan called me up a few weeks ago and she was like, Patty! Stop masturbating. It's time to prepare for the next Who Dis episode.
I love that you said...
And I was like, no, I'll do it in an hour.
I thought you said call meet you up, like we're some sort of like baby boomer. I fucking messaged you on Facebook. Yeah. Let's be real. We're millennials.
She faxed me an urgent message.
I paged him real good.
Yeah.
Sent him a carrier pigeon.
No, and you were like, we're going to do the Todd Standing episode. It's going to be a big thing. Do some fucking research, you useless sack of shit, because I usually don't do very much.
That was a direct quote.
So I did. And she was like, form an opinion. Do you think Todd Standing is legitskis?
Yeah.
Or do you think that he's a fraud or yeah. somewhere in between?
Because I was confused by the end of all the messages. Yeah.
Exactly. So I knew he was a figure of notoriety because we'd covered him in a previous Hooters episode on his like lawsuit in British Columbia and Canada, where he was suing the government, like the local government or the state government, because he thought that Sasquatches do exist, Bigfoot does exist, and that the government was neglecting to protect them. So they hadn't listed them as a threatened species. So it was like they're negligent in their duties, and he tried to sue them. And it blew up in his face because he's a fucking idiot.
Okay, well, there's your opinion.
So the Supreme Court was like, you haven't, this is silly. And
you're wasting everyone's time.
You're wasting everyone's time. It's a frivolous
and you're
going
to have to pay for everyone's time that you've wasted. All the court fees.
Anyway, so I knew him from that, and I was like, okay, he's a notorious figure, well-known, loved by some, hated by possibly more. So I'm going to go to Reddit, because Reddit is where, like, the people gather and shout about things.
Right.
So I was like, well, I want to see what the people think, so I'm going to go to Reddit. And Reddit fucking hates this guy.
Oh my god.
Wow. Wow, do they hate this guy.
Wow, okay.
Like 95% of the comments, they're divided between people who are like, he has never seen Bigfoot and like brings shame upon cryptozoologists.
Oh.
And then there was a smaller group of people who are like, I reckon he has seen Bigfoot and he was tired of people not believing in Bigfoot, so he made up all this fake shit.
Oh, okay.
But everyone thinks that his shit is fake.
Okay.
So then I looked into his shit, and I'm not as confident as the Reddit people.
Oh.
Because the Reddit, there's a lot of stuff. You know when someone like posts an image on the internet, and then all of the like fucking nerds go online, and they're like, that's obviously photoshopped, bro.
Yeah.
And well, none of you really know what you're talking about. There was a lot of that going on.
Okay.
But I do probably think Todd Standing's full of shit. So his first thing, back in 2005... was this, so Todd Standing claimed to have found this special area in Canada that no one else had ever discovered before, and that had only been, like, its existence had only been talked about in hushed tones by the indigenous people in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called,
it was at the very top of that.
It was called Sylvanic.
Yeah, right.
Incidentally, someone on Reddit pointed out that Sylvanic has Latin origins.
Yeah.
And so is
not.
And
he
not
said it
a,
was First Nations American Canadian.
Yeah. So that's wrong.
Word. Yeah.
Yeah. So he claims this place exists and it's full, like absolutely chockers full of Bigfoot, like Sasquatches. And he provides no proof. He keeps saying he's gonna provide proof. He says he's launched this expedition to go there with a bunch of PhDs. Nothing comes out of it. He says the entrance to this place is only through this tiny little portal, this like cave in the side of a mountain. And eventually when people are like, where the fuck is the proof, Todd? What are you doing? He's like, oh, I was being chased by Sasquatches and so I had to blow up the cave and it's all sealed now. And
oh my God.
No one can ever go there again. It's so bad.
I didn't read any of this. You're blowing my fucking mind.
The guys on Sasquatch Detective were like, this is like when Todd Standing started out doing all this shit. He wasn't as good a fraud back then, and so this is where his like worst stuff is.
Oh my god.
So that I reckon his credibility is pretty shot from all of that. And people have since gone and talked to like First Nations peoples in the area and no one fucking knows of this place. Sylvanic's a made up word. So highly suspicious. Anyway, that's all in 2005. Then he comes back on the scene later on with this footage that he has collected from his expeditions out into the forest.
Yep.
And this is like the super famous footage.
Yeah, so there's also like a documentary called Researching Bigfoot? Finding Bigfoot?
Discovering Bigfoot.
Discovering Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And he, it's on Netflix, I think right now, and it's like basically a quote, documentary. And you see the footage in it.
It's a lot of him wandering around in like camouflage and being a big man.
Yeah, we talked about a bit on Who Dis 7.
In that, there's footage of, allegedly footage, like actual footage of Sasquatches. But everyone pretty much on the internet agrees that this they're like puppets.
Yeah.
Made up artificial Sasquatch things.
Mm-hmm. There's at least two close-ups. So there's three close-ups. Three.
This is a still as well.
Of three different animals, supposedly?
Yeah.
I'm so ill-informed! Oh, God.
How the tables have turned.
Shit. Well, I know of two. Can you describe the third when it becomes evident that I haven't seen it?
I got them up here. I'll show them to you.
Okay, so they're the two I'm talking
they're
about.
They're the two, you know.
So there's one that's light brown. It has less fur around its face. One is more dark brown. I just assumed that was the same image as that one.
I don't think so.
Okay, and there's one that's also light brown and has a twig in front of it, like a tree in front
of
its face.
We'll put these up on Facebook so you can have a look at the photos.
Yes, and then there's a dark brown one which has a more, I would say, natural look to it and has like fur all over its face.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, some people have done some analysis on this. The guys at, sorry, it's not Sasquatch Detective, it's Squatch Detective. The guys on Squatch Detective did a really good breakdown of all of these clips of Todd Standings. The first one is just, like, it's pretty obviously a bad puppet. The fur looks shitty. The eyes are, like,
light brown?
One color. Yeah.
Okay.
The eyes don't move at all. They don't blink. They don't, like, focus on different things. And when the animal moves, the eyes move, like, exactly with the head, which is not how eyes work.
Mm.
So if you move your head, your eyes will either stay focused on whatever you're looking at, or your eyes will, like, flick in the direction that you're moving your head, which doesn't happen here. These are fake eyes, like a taxidermied thing.
Yeah.
So there was a pretty in-depth analysis of this that I found. I can put that up as well if you guys are interested. But basically, the first one looks really fake. The second one is there's this footage that Todd puts up where the alleged Sasquatch blinks.
Yes.
And he put that up because he's like, I assume because people after the first video were like, it doesn't even blink. What the fuck are you doing, Todd?
Yeah.
So he put up a blinking one, but it blinks all wrong. So there's a person who's analyzed it as well. Like, the top eyelid hardly moves, which, like, usually in a blink, the top eyelid is doing a lot of the action. Basically, the forehead pushes down. Like, it anatomically, it looks nothing like blinking in any of the primates we know of.
Hmm.
And then also, someone analyzed the actual, like, like the metadata of, I think it was one of the stills from that, of the blinking creature.
Metadata?
Basically, I don't know anything about computers, but these guys seem to, and they looked into it, and it's digitally altered.
Right, metadata is like the DNA of the film.
Let me pull it up, because I don't want to just butcher this. Okay, so they go through and do a detailed analysis of this photo that Todd provided to a newspaper. It looks like it's a still from the same video of the blinking...
The dark furred one.
The dark furred one where it blinks.
Yeah.
So Todd submits to a newspaper or a blog or something this photo, which looks like a still from there. And these guys are analyzing that. And they were able to get from the photo metadata, which says, like, what ISO was the camera on. Like essentially, what were the settings of the camera that took this photo.
Okay.
And so they look at that, and they're like, first of all, their conclusion is this was shot in a very well-lit place with the assistance of a tripod and a zoom lens, and the settings on the camera would only have been suitable for capturing a stationary object. So these aren't the settings you would use if you were trying to capture something moving. So essentially this was a studio shot, or it has exactly the same settings as a studio shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's their first thing. And the second thing is they've done what's called an error level analysis of the image, which looks at, like, the different compression levels of the image.
Okay.
So apparently that if you just look at, like, a normal photo, like a photo taken from a camera, the compression levels should look roughly similar across the image.
Okay.
But if it's been digitally altered at all, then there will be, like, hotspots where the compression levels are really different. And so they did this analysis, and bingo, what do you know? You get this big variety between certain parts and other parts, which essentially is a really strong indicator that the photo has been digitally modified.
So is that the photo there with, like...
This is the analysis.
So, like, the white stuff is where it's been altered?
I think it might be the reverse. The white stuff is the real stuff. That's just the photo of the branch.
Mm.
I'm not really sure. And please, please, if listeners know about this stuff and the Squatch Detective analysis is itself bullshit, let us know.
Yeah.
But, this was the conclusion of these guys, and there are a few other groups I looked into as well, and they're like, this is A, bad fake puppet, and B, has been digitally modified, and C, is obviously a studio shot. This is a hoax.
Okay, well, one thing I saw about the lighter brown one was that someone thought it was a clay model. Did you come across that?
No.
They said, that there's, a line... I think I have a photo of it. There's, a line underneath the nose where it connects to the upper lip, and is, a gap there, and there shouldn't be a gap there on any...
creature.
Any, animal. Well, not creature, just, primates. So, there's, a line. So it looks it just doesn't connect, and, every single primate connects.
Yeah.
So someone was like, you can even see the detail of the clay. So someone thinks it's clay. That's what I saw about that one.
I'm not sure it's clay. It doesn't look clay, but, I mean, what do I know, right?
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd read some people who wrote in opinions.
That's a good idea.
Okay. So I don't know if I'm meant to be naming names. I've never done this before. So I've used first names only.
Oh, that's very considerate.
Okay, because there's lots of people named lots of different things. So
okay.
Samuel wrote in and said, follow your instincts, follow your heart, Todd Standing is a fraud. That's beautiful. Jamie said, the bloke's full of shit, I believe, but the man makes me not want to.
He's full of shit. But I want to believe that he isn't full of shit.
No, I want to believe in Bigfoot. But this man makes me not want to believe in Bigfoot. Because it's like an embarrassment.
Yeah, yeah.
On the other hand, Marcus states, don't listen to the people around the Sasquatch community. Todd has a lot of haters in the Sasquatch world. Don't be close-minded like the others.
Did you throw that in just to have some balance?
Yeah, no, he wrote to me and said that.
Oh, wow, okay.
And Kate says, hey, just wanted to share my thoughts. Why is there no story attached to these photos? What happened after he got these two shots? Did they walk away? Why didn't he keep filming? Suspicious. Which is a good point that came up another time that I read.
I don't think it's such a good point.
Why? That's true. Why didn't he film until it walked away? Why not get every second footage possible?
Yeah, that's true. They're highly edited and he's never released the originals.
Yeah, and that's true. And there was someone else was like, why didn't he pan down to the whole body? Why is it just the face? Maybe because there is no bottom bit. Maybe it's just because it's...
Yeah. But I mean, he can make up good explanations for that, right?
He
can be like, yeah, turned away right after that. Or there was a bush in the way, so...
But he didn't.
Yeah.
And then another listener pointed out that if you Google Todd Standing, the word hoax pops up before the word Bigfoot. So I tried it and he's right. You type Todd Standing and it says Todd Standing hoax. Todd Standing, Bigfoot. Todd Standing, Bigfoot hoax.
If you Google Reddit Todd Standing, which brings up all the Reddit threads, the titles are, is anything from Todd Standing legitimate? Todd Standing exposed? And they all go on like that. There's an AMA request where they ask Todd Standing to come do an AMA. He doesn't. But they have a list of questions they want to ask him. Which include, number one, did you create the hoaxes to bring more attention to the plight of the Sasquatch, or are you just doing it for attention?
Oh.
Number two, why should people believe you? Number three, none of the experts you brought with you into the forest seemed convinced. Do you agree? Number four, why haven't you used a camera trap? And number five, why do Sasquatches like apples so much?
Sweet. Okay. Well, in some of the research that was sent to me, I found some interesting stuff that I want to see if you also came across. So apparently, Todd Standing is known to make fake social media accounts to big note himself and promote his products and DVDs and stuff to sell more under, fake names.
I read that as an accusation, and in the proof, they were he makes the same sort of spelling mistakes.
No, they looked at the IP address.
Oh, wow.
And it was all the same.
Okay.
So it's not, 100% because a different person could be using the same computer.
That's yeah, it. Man. All right.
And then in the documentary Discovering Bigfoot, it turns out that many of the sites that he took, Dr. Jeff Meldrum, PhD guy, actually do not belong to Todd, nor did he have permission to be there. So you haven't seen the documentary, but I'm sure many of us have. So he goes to stolen sites of other researchers and talks about different discoveries made by other researchers and claims them as his own. So, for example, there's a spot he goes to in the documentary where all these huge branches are broken over each other, and there's this, like, massive cross-section, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he, like, talks about apples, and he, like, puts apples there, and they get taken, and woo! And he talks about how he found this obviously Sasquatch-made structure. He's on property that doesn't belong to him, so, like, a different researcher's property.
Like, a different cryptozoologist?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So this guy, some researcher found this, and this is his area, his spot, his property.
Yeah.
He had an assistant who he told about it. The assistant told Todd Standing about it and said, can I bring Todd Standing to the place? And the original owner said, no, he is not allowed here. This is like my stuff, my discovery. I'm still investigating.
Who actually owns the land though?
It's a cryptozoologist or a scientist of some sort.
But it's public land. He just found
No, I think it's like his property, like his... Like, he's land. He owns land.
Okay.
And then the assistant just was like, well, fuck yous, and took Todd Standing there anyway. And then Todd Standing went there. So then Todd Standing went on his own around the assistant and took the Jeff Meldrum guy, the PhD, and was like, this is my discovery and look what I found. And let's, like... So it's not even his property, is what I found.
He's a scoundrel, if that's true.
If that's true.
Yeah.
And then I found that Todd Standing is actually charging people to see the original footage.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't know that. He's charged his people a lot for his expeditions.
Yes.
I know that much.
$6,200 Canadian dollars per person for a day, like, I think a night in the woods.
I think I read slightly lower, but it's like thousands, yeah. Definitely. Which is just insane.
Well, like, I'm all for, like, people making money off their discoveries. But that's a little dodgy.
It's really dodgy. This is like Scientology level dodgy, right? It's...
Keep dragging them in the mud.
It's sus.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is the online community, the online Bigfoot community seems basically to believe that whatever his intentions, he at least made up the two famous shots.
Yeah.
Or the three famous shots with puppets or CGI or some combination of them.
Yeah.
But what gets me, what I don't understand, is that there's a portion of the community, a reasonably large portion, that seems to be of the view that he must actually have seen Bigfoot, and he is just doing this because he was so frustrated that no one would believe him.
Yeah,
so he decided to do these hoax to finally convince people.
Yeah.
That makes no fucking sense.
Do you remember in the Who Dis 7, I said the only reason I can see him doing this stuff is because of that very reason.
But this
only
is like...
laudable reason to do this is because of that.
That doesn't make any sense.
Laudable. Like, everything else is
But I'm talking about what's plausible. People think this is plausible. I think if you wanted people to come around, you were annoyed that people didn't believe in the Sasquatch, the worst thing you could do is a series of hoaxes. That's
maybe
like,
he thought they were
like
really
a false
good.
Flag attack.
Maybe he thought they were really good. Like, really, really good. Like, no, 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 no.
Oh, like he's fakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe just thought no one will know.
Maybe he's an idiot.
Maybe he's an idiot.
His wife, I don't know if you read this, but his wife is like a makeup artist.
Yeah.
And he also is involved in a like CGI company, I think.
I think it's a production company.
A production company, maybe that was it. There was a lot of people saying a lot of shit, and I'm not sure it's true. These were the claims made against him.
Because the original claim was that the wife worked in special effects makeup, and then it turns out she's actually just like a cosmetic makeup artist.
Yeah,
so
that was my impression as well.
Well, this is something interesting I found. I found that there was... I don't understand the context, but I saw an image that saying that shows that the light brown photo of the... quote Bigfoot looking through the branch was definitely digital altered, because you can see where the original had like a tree through it. Originally it had a tree through it, and he's definitely altered the tree out of the frame.
Okay, right.
So at the very least he's altered it slightly.
Okay.
Okay, I have one final note on him.
All right.
It's pretty damning, but it's also conjecture. So do you have anything else?
No.
Okay. So I read an expose by Rocky's Sasquatch and edited by Tyler Higgins, and shit got wild. So in the interview, he interviews two people involved with the documentary. So filming the documentary.
Okay.
And they're under NDAs, not to speak. So Yeah. So they're known as Video 2 and Video 3. So they're just like in the private. They stated that they were shocked that the public believed that any of Todd's claims were real. They wanted the public to know that Todd Standing was intent on pulling off a massive hoax related to Sasquatch, and that his...
Wait, how are they able to say any of this if they're under NDAs?
Because they are saving it in... they're saying it in confidentiality. That's why they have a pseudonym of Video 2 and Video 3.
What?
They're not named. That's their name.
Oh, they're being called Video 2.
Yeah.
As in a person's name.
Yeah,
is
so
Video
one of them
2.
Is Video 2, and one of them is Video 3. So they...
But, like, the expedition only had a few people in it. He's going to know who they were.
Well, maybe not. I don't know.
It doesn't make sense.
They're risking it. Good on him.
All right.
So they said his end game was to impress people in the movie industry with his skill at making what they all referred to as a mockumentary.
Huh.
Oh, so on top of this, it is apparently these two guys who came forward are yet to be paid by Todd for their services. They're still chasing their cash for their services.
Huh.
And then at the end of the expose, it is stated that the person that Todd employed to wear the full suit, the fursuit, is a 6'5" bodybuilder from Edmonton, Alberta. He currently has a respectable position in the field of emergency services. This person was hired to act and perform both in the fursuit and out of it. The fursuit was made by a woman in Edmonton. None of these hired people acted with any malicious intent. Although most of their names are already in the public domain, they have lives that neither they nor I wish to further disrupt, so they haven't been named.
Okay.
This expose is not about naming the people who reached out to me and or who were employed to fulfill the vision of Mr. Standing. The blame of false or misleading claims rests with him.
Right.
So...
how do we know these were actual people on the expedition?
Well, we don't.
Just randoms?
We don't.
Oh, okay.
So we have to, like, either take their word for it or... like, we either dismiss this as just people shit-stirring, or we...
if it was them, they'd provide some proof to the interviewer, right?
How?
Well, I don't know. Like, that's how investigations work. It's not just a bunch of hearsay. Like, you look for proof of things.
I guess, but, I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, maybe they had behind-the-scenes footage of, like...
yeah, anything, right? Well, like, didn't. A photo of them with Todd, or, like, something, right?
Yeah, but they didn't.
Okay, all right, well, there's another thing.
Yeah?
I don't know. What do you think? I would say who dis, but it's not a who dis moment. I guess who dis of Todd Standing is my question. Is dis a huge piece of shit or a slightly smaller piece of shit? What do you think? Has he seen Bigfoot?
I think maybe he's seen Bigfoot, but I think he's just in it for the cash.
Yeah. That's my sense. My sense is he's... like, going so far back, he seems to have been a hoaxer.
Mm.
Like, I definitely don't get the people who are like, maybe he saw it and he was, like, a good guy originally, yeah, and then over time he got frustrated, yeah, and turned to hoaxing.
You know,
like,
what?
It was from the get-go.
Yeah, you know what may have happened? Maybe he did think this was, like, a mockumentary, and then he realized some people were like, oh my god, you saw Bigfoot! And he was like, maybe I can get away with this. And he was like, I'm just gonna ride with this for a while and see what happens.
Maybe. What about the original shit? That was pre any of the footage.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I understand where people are coming from, where they say, like, don't be close-minded, don't just listen to what you hear, and, like, because there's this huge thing of anyone produces any food evidence of Bigfoot, they're going to be ripped to shreds.
They're going to be ripped to shreds.
Because everyone wants to discover it for themselves. Or
that's true.
Everyone loves hating on evidence.
Bigfoot,
yeah,
believers.
Yeah. Even their own kind. Like, we're very cannibalistic. We're, yeah, like, that's a bullshit photo and that's nothing.
Yeah, that obviously couldn't be this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I do hear the people who wrote in and say, don't.
Yeah.
Leap to conclusions.
No, I get that. And the, like, you can obviously make up any bullshit analysis about why the fur pattern on this is not what real fur looks like,
yeah,
or whatever.
But the basics I know about animals don't align with what I've seen.
Yeah.
Like, the
blinking...
I just blinking...
don't look that convincing to me. Like, if it was a real thing in this footage, it would be a really different kind of thing than all the other things I know of.
Yeah. Actually, some of the comments I saw was like, yes, this is real, and yes, this is, looks like what I saw. Like, some people have seen, or claim to have seen Bigfoot and said, this photo looks like what I saw.
Hmm.
What do you think about those people?
That's what I think. I think an exhausted sigh.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, either they're telling the truth and they just didn't see something properly, or, I mean, this was a hard one for me, honestly, because it's like, infighting in the Bigfoot community.
Yeah.
About, like, who, you know, they're like, Todd Standing, nah, that's all made up.
Yeah.
Here's the real Bigfoot stuff.
Yeah.
And for me, from the outside, I'm like, you're all fucking crazy, and you're all fighting over this shit throne. Like, this throne that's covered in feces for who can be, like, the king of the pigs. Like, what are you all doing? You're all, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the most widely acknowledged in the Bigfoot community bits of Bigfoot evidence?
Because
Todd's stuff is some of the most famous, but yeah, people don't seem to think it's real. So what do people think is real?
The really famous one, Patty, the Patterson film. The really, you would see like pop cultured versions of it. It's when there's a female Bigfoot, and there's like a dry creek bed, and this Bigfoot walking looks back. And then keeps walking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and there's like,
and two men found it on horseback. One of them is still alive today. One of them is no longer alive. And it's never been proven fake. There is so much analysis of it. Like, crazy amounts. Yeah. It's a woman, so, like, it's got breasts. And when it turns, you can see, like, the breasts swinging and swinging back. And it's like, okay, if they were going to fake this in a gorilla suit, why the fuck did they make it a woman? Why not make it a man? Why would they go for the effort of the boobs? Like, stuff like that. But then there's people who are like, I was the man in the suit. Like, so that is like a big one.
And presumably there's several of those people.
Yes, actually. At least a couple. That's probably the main one.
Okay. So this isn't a big blow to the Sasquatch community when they discovered that these clips were fake. Or when they did the analysis and they were like, we found these were altered. That wasn't a big blow. They were like, yeah, fuck Todd Standing.
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
But there's all that evidence is also, like, you can't disregard that. Like, all that photographs and witness sightings. There's a really good photograph, for example, of the skunk ape.
Ah, okay. What? Here's a question. With the Todd Standing stuff, if he is making it up, and it really seems like he is.
Yeah.
A lot of people out there are like, he has put people in danger for no reason by taking them into the middle of the forest. There was something about, He's wasted the government a lot of money, like different governments, because he's bought suits against a lot of them and like wasted their time and their money.
Mm.
Should this be punishable in some way? Like, if he is making this up and he's just looking for attention.
How would you prove that, though? This is exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to prove it one way or the other.
It'd
be impossible. It's like,
I don't understand why the government hasn't, like, launched an investigation to finally settle the, like, Bigfoot stuff.
I just think it's a joke. So there's a podcast I'm listening to right now called Wild Thing.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. There's this lady who is the niece of a big, famous Bigfoot researcher. Mm-hmm. And he's a scientist. So they and so she had no idea about Bigfoot. She thought it was all make-believe. And so she goes and investigates that world, and she comes she's coming from it like complete newbie, and she's just like taking it as she goes. And there's people she interviews who are in the scientific field who want to remain nameless and like anonymous because they've been told like your career will be stunted because of your belief in Bigfoot. It is just considered a joke. But I would recommend the podcast 100%. It's called Wild Thing. It's really good, and they describe Bigfooting and cryptozoology, and then this thing called the Woo, and it's like specifically in regards to Bigfoot. It's kind of like the people who believe in Bigfoot, but they believe Bigfoot is an alien or has shape-shifting qualities,
or like a psychic connection to people.
Yeah, or like travels through portals or can turn itself invisible. So they're called the Woo, whereas the normal other cryptozoologists, like myself, think it's just like an animal. If it does exist, it's just like an animal, like all of us.
Yeah.
But then I really found this out. I just found this out. The Woo is called the Woo because it's like, woo, it's a bit spooky and stupid. So I don't know how we got here. But anyway, check out the podcast if you're interested in it. But I just, that's why I wanted to talk about this, because I believe in people too much. And as soon as like two people were like, don't give up on Todd Standing, I was like, maybe I shouldn't give up on Todd Standing. Maybe all my opinions and research and fact checking is wrong.
Give up on Todd Standing. Arrest Todd Standing. Now he's a scoundrel. And just like listening to him, like I hadn't listened to him when you were talking about him in the last minisode, but you were like, just like his voice, I know there's
something wrong.
There's something wrong. And I was the same. He's just,
yeah, that was Hoodoo 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's our view. If there are any Todd Standing apologists out there, please set us right.
Yeah, keep sending messages if you have more opinions. I love hearing from you. If I just... Yeah. I just want it to be proven already.
Okay. Yeah, I wonder why it hasn't been.
Why?
Well, I mean, like, if it's real and if everyone out there... Like, if there's a big thing about it, like, everyone knows of the claim that it's real.
Yeah.
I don't know, you'd stand to gain so much if you shot one and could bring the corpse back.
Yeah.
That would be huge. You'd go down in history.
Yeah.
It'd be easy to do. Everyone has guns in America. Just, you know, fire indiscriminately into the forest and eventually you'll find one, right?
There's stories of people killing and shooting and killing Bigfoot. Like,
yeah, but where's the corpse?
They bury them, they freak out because they're too human, and they bury them and they freak out and they don't tell anyone until later, and then they come back and the corpse is gone because, like, Bigfoot are human-ish.
Yeah,
and
that
they,
sounds
like
bullshit to me. Like, I even find hair, find DNA.
Yeah.
Shoot it in the arm
and
collect its blood.
Well, that's, I mean, we'll go into this when we do Bigfoot in an episode, but that's part of the Wild Thing podcast is that they, like, found these huge ground nests and there's hair in them, and they're, like, testing them as we speak now.
Yeah.
So, woo!
Whoa!
Wait, no, not woo. Real.
No.
Unwoo.
Woo.
Woo. Yeah.
Woo.
Woo.
All right.
Yeah, Todd Standing. That's our opinion. That's all the information we found. There's a hell of a lot more out there. If you want to lose yourself into Todd Standing, we recommend it. But sorry if we disagreed with your opinion at all.
Yes. I'm not sorry. Fuck you.
50% of listeners drop off.
But if you disagree with us still, tell us why we're wrong. How about that instead of being sorry?
Yeah. Okay. Tell us your thoughts if you want more.
Yeah, I'm sure they're typing furiously at this very moment, slobbering over their keyboard with rage. Anyway.
And if you want to write to us about your thoughts and feelings, we're at cryptidaddicted@gmail.com. We're also cryptidspaceaddicted on Facebook and Twitter.
And cryptid_addicted on Instagram. And we also have a lovely website, which is cryptidaddicted.com.
Yeah, we got all the stuff there, photos, episodes, our new video, and merch and shit.
Merch, yes, money. All right, thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, hope you enjoyed the slightly unusual Toddy episode.
Yeah, it was my fault, soz.
We have a lot of feelings.
All right,
take it easy. Bye!
I think.